Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Glad to see everybody here this morning, bright and early. Usually we blame the traffic. I blame Super Tuesday and the coronavirus for the slow start this morning. Welcome to the Smart Content Summit 2020. How we doing? Everybody excited? Woo! Data, data, data. This is the director of the Smart Content Council, Mary Yurkovic.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you.
And I'm, of course, Guy Finley, president of Mesa. Mary and I have been working on this program since last year, honestly. And I think we've got a great lineup. It's meant to drive your passion. It's meant to demonstrate to you the innovation that's required for us to kind of get to the next level with our entire business, at least in my opinion. And I hope that you will agree by the end of the day. Especially as we focus in the afternoon, after lunch is its own separate. It's not separate. It's tied together, but it's its own beast, so to speak, in the afternoon. But really, what we're doing in the morning is we're talking supply chain. We're talking a little bit of history. We've got a wonderful keynote presentation that I think is going to blow your mind around breaking through the impossible, developing through the impossible, actually. And it really speaks to also our kind of overall mission as an industry and where we're going. We had a great event yesterday with the EITR annual participant meeting in the morning and the OTT Supply Chain Academy in the afternoon. A lot of honest conversation about how we can actually improve the way our industry works by collaborating more efficiently and more effectively together in much more of a software development way rather than kind of the way that we've run our business for the last X number of years. I won't say 75. and also that migration also from the package media model into this interconnected, always present, always on. You know, what we like to say in Smart Content Infinity to, we say archive, but in inception to infinity. And ultimately, that's really what we've stated from the beginning, literally from the first Smart Content. Yep. But I won't steal the thunder from anybody because we've got a great introductory session with our keynote and also our next speaker. But Mary, a couple of quick remarks to the crowd. These are your people.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. You're the true smart content and data warriors, braving everything that's been happening. Obviously, it's a little smaller here, which is kind of nice. So we can have the opportunity to stump the experts that will be up here and continue the conversation. But yeah, over the past 7 years, we've really grown this event, and the conversations have shifted from going to reactive to proactive almost with what your data strategy is and how you're going to implement it. So it's super exciting to see that.
Yep. And the idea also that from a vernacular perspective, you see all these things that say smart content, right? And they're not even, you know, Mesa members, right? You know, all of a sudden I'll look at this and I'll be like, wow, IBM's a member, but they did a whole campaign around smart. I think we've adopted it for our business to understand the data content connection. I think that's really what it signifies. And making that connection was critical, right? Because, it wasn't too long ago that data wasn't even really on the radar except for a very select few. So as your piece of the business grows, your passion piece of the business grows, and more people get enlightened around this, it's great to know that we've got this community set up and you've got a resource in yourselves. So,
absolutely.
So, let's get going. Obviously, this is a gentleman who has supported us literally from the beginning, and we'll talk more about that. He's a strategic advisor and a technologist, formerly with MarkLogic, a big supporter of this event, helped coin the term smart content with us. Please welcome Mr. Matt Turner.